William Barrow, director of CSU's Cleveland Memory Project, recalls his great-uncle who owned a driving range on Euclid Avenue during the 1930s.
Well, I only knew a little from what my aunt and grandparents had mentioned about my grandfather's brother, Thomas Cooper Barrow. And he had a job as a hotel person of some sort. I don't know if he started off as a bellhop or what, but he kind of rose up a bit. And then came to Cleveland in the 20s. And apparently had made enough money in New York that he could buy some parking garages or parking lots in Cleveland and kind of had his own little small parking empire, a garage and a few surface lots. And he operated those out of his hotel room. He was a longtime bachelor, and he lived in the Carter Hotel. So anyway, in all of those stories, one of the things that came up was this hole-in-one golf course. And the range itself seems to have a series of little panels separating the tee-off spots, and there's a string of lights overhead suggesting that it was a nighttime thing as well. You can see some of the mansions off in the background, too.